Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am going to re-record the January Blind Item Reveals. I knew it was messed up. You know, sometimes I try to record to Zoom and I could see that the internet was maybe not as stable as it should have been. And I said, you know, I should stop. But I said, no, maybe it'll be okay. But of course it wasn't. So now I can do it again. No big deal. So let's start. January 2nd, number 5. The late-night talk show host found a new way to get wasted on air this year, and that's Andy Cohen from his CNN appearance. January 2nd, number 7. This illiterate celebrity slash thirst seeker came up with a new ailment. She was told the ailment would preclude her being able to be cast in a new project because of insurance concerns, and suddenly the ailment was gone. And that's Jamila Jamil, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, She-Hulk attorney at law. January 2nd, number 8. On New Year's Eve, this not illiterate reality star with a side gig had to play second fiddle to the longtime girlfriend of her baby daddy. That's Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, and Rojean Carr. January 2nd, number 9. This barely there celebrity offspring is dating another lookalike of his A-list mom. And that's Presley Gerber and Sydney Crawford. January 2nd, number 10. Speaking of moms, this foreign-born B-plus list actress-slash-model finally stopped having her son take all her lingerie and half-naked photos last year, and that's Elizabeth Hurley and Damien Hurley. Of course, he has graduated to filming her sex scenes now. January 2nd, number 12, it looks like this A-list mostly movie actor has confirmed his 2023 girlfriend's contract. That's Leonardo DiCaprio, and obviously it has not been done yet. January 3rd, number the rapper has been receiving full-time mental health care for a little more than the past week. Arrangements have been made to keep things as secret as possible and prevent them from becoming public for the time being. He has a long way to go, and he can retrieve his phone and leave at any time, so things are still pretty touch and go. And that's Kanye West. January 3rd, number 4. This cable news network did a biography of this way back in the day A-minus list singer turned host turned scam artist turned social media star. Glossed over her scamming days with the telephone thing and also the funds from her charity, and I put charity in quotes, and that's CNN, Dionne Warwick, Psychic Friends Network, and the Warwick Foundation. January 3rd, number 5, this former singer turned A-minus list actress needs to stay off drugs, but is doing some coke to try and lose some quick weight in the next few weeks, and that is Selena Gomez. January 3rd, number 7. The Idaho killer may or may not have been in touch with the initialed serial killer, but he had multiple interviews with this thrice-married Northwest serial killer. I'm talking about Brian Koberger, Dennis Rader, known as the BTK killer, and Gary Ridgway, the Green River killer. January 3rd, number 8. This morning anchor had to get married after being caught cheating for the umpteenth time. And that's Robin Roberts, Good Morning America. January 3rd, number 10, roughly one-third of the car sales generated by the celebrity CEO's company last quarter were from the prior order backlog, which is now basically gone. Inventory piled up everywhere. This means new demand has recently fallen precipitously, and the company will soon experience a big drop in sales. The stock continues to sink like a stone, and the banks may soon be forced to sell a bunch of the CEO's stock in a margin call. And that's Elon Musk and Tesla. January 3rd, number 11. This foreign-born A-slash-A-minus-list singer who doesn't want to sing any longer has been prescription shopping, and that's Justin Bieber. January 3rd, number 13. This A-plus-list mostly movie actor who has gone through some PR issues the past couple of months has been cheating on his wife with a trainer, and that is Sylvester Stallone. January 3rd, number 14. This actress is a solid A-minus-list when it comes to daytime. When it comes to prime time, she's much further down the list. She would have placed higher in the list if she landed that nighttime soap back in the day. Anyway, she has supplemented her daytime income over the years by doing all kinds of MLM schemes and is not above getting involved in a pyramid scheme if it pays well enough, and there's little chance of her getting into much trouble. Her most recent husband handled all the logistics and social media stuff and the interactions with the fans. The fans are what make it all possible. The fans are the ones who sign up for the ridiculous products and try and sell their own, all for the promise of a signed autograph. If you spend enough, then perhaps the actress will give you a phone call or make a quick video for you. The incentives are endless, as long as the cash keeps piling up. She and her most recent husband split because she discovered that not only was he skimming from her actress, but he was also sleeping with/charming the richest of the rich fans and ended up marrying the daughter of a billionaire. The fact that daughter ended up dead 14 months after the wedding and 6 months after changing her will isn't suspicious at all, now is it? And it's Hunter Tylo, Melrose Place, and Gerson Archilia. January 4th, number 10, the hard-to-spell model is trashing the former late-night actor because he didn't want to make 4 to 5 stops a day for paparazzi that also would involve various scenarios for the couple and also an equivalent number of outfit changes from the model. And that's Emily Ratajkowski and Pete Davidson. January 4th, number 11. An offspring of this permanent A-list singer was recently found dead. No one's talking about the hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash missing from his place. And that's Ron Turner, the offspring of Tina Turner. January 5th, number 3. The celebrity CEO has his own fertility clinic that he owns and has been a huge proponent of making as many children as possible, but just took away that same benefit from all his employees. Apparently, he only wants one future Genghis Khan, and that's Elon Musk. January 5th, number 5. The airplane-slash-train guy is going to get a chance to be second in charge the next go-round. Let's face it, he'll probably end up as the replacement. That's Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Vice President of the United States. January 5th, number 7. Yet another singer has come forward to reveal they were the lead vocals to songs by the A-list Everything in Her Mind celebrity, who also didn't really bother to pay the vocalist much money for the hit song. And that's Jennifer Lopez. January 5th, number 9. This barely there illiterate celebrity who somehow got custody back of her child should really stop snorting the oxy. It's a really bad look. And that's Aaron Carter's fiance, Melanie Martin. January 6th, number 1. Every few months, this former A-list rapper who thinks she can coast on her old money forever is rumored to be splitting with her do-nothing rapper husband. It won't happen. He's got women pregnant and cheated every month since they've been together. No matter the rumors you may hear, they will not split. And that's Cardi B and Offset. Things are kind of maybe changing on all of that now. It's amazing what 6 months will do. January 6th, number 4. The murderer slash serial rapist slash pedophile who happens to be married to an A-lister lied to try to get himself removed from the sex offender list. He was given the opportunity to withdraw his lies. If he didn't choose to withdraw his lies, he would have been prosecuted. That's Kenneth Petty and Nicki Minaj. January 6th, number 9. This former housewife is negotiating for a pre-prison special. With much less time to be served than initially thought, she could be back filming the show in about 5 seasons. That's Jen Shaw and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. January 6th, number 13. This A-/B+ list actress has had her ups and downs with her A-list comic actor husband. There have been splits and reconnects, and it has gone on for years. Despite them being back in a back-together situation, the actress has been spending lots and lots and lots of time with her old-school-age boyfriend slash former co-star. And that's Christine Taylor, Ben Stiller, David Lasher from Hey Dude. January 7th, number 2. I told you a couple of weeks ago that the two first name makeup influencer was back hitting on underage teens and also men who don't want to be hit on. Now there's proof. The influencer doesn't care, though, because he knows now he won't get suspended from the Bird platform no matter what he does. And that's James Charles and Twitter. January 7th, number 3. The returning CEO has made it very clear that employees from any of the media companies under the conglomerate are not allowed to mention the beatdown the sports head gave to his wife. It all needs to be swept under the rug to keep those dollars flowing. And that's Bob Iger, Disney, Dana White, who is the UFC president. January 7th, number 4, the very well-known celebrity Minder decided to take the former A-plus list rapper for a little forced stay in a hospital to get the rapper's mind right. And that's Harley Pasternak and Kanye West. January 7th, number 6. Wait until this religious country discovers what other things this permanent A-list soccer player is hiding. That's Cristiano Ronaldo and Saudi Arabia. January 7th, number 7. This former streaming real estate star is trying unsuccessfully to sell herself on the yachting circuit. That's Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. January 8th, number 8. The half-dollar rapper slash producer slash actor is playing a very dangerous game when he goes against the permanent A-list rapper who knows where all the skeletons are buried and what they are. And that's 50 Cent and Jay-Z when 50 Cent thought he was going to be part of the Super Bowl. January 8th, number 5. Just like I told you last week and has been confirmed this week, this A-list rapper with the death settlements split with the reality star. He just has never cared for her as much as his longtime girlfriend. That's Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. January 8th, number 7, shortly after the celebrity CEO took over the Bird site, the CEO enlisted many online influencers to boost lies about purported success at removing child porn from the site, most notably top hashtags used to advertise the stuff. I told you the celebrity CEO was lying and that a major news organization was conducting a significant investigation exposing all of this. It was just recently published and you should go and read it. Child porn has gotten worse on the Bird site, not better, since the celebrity CEO took over. And that's Elon Musk and Twitter. January 9th, number 2. The toxic influencer thought he was protected because he has friends in high places. Or should we say had. Execs at a program thought the scammer slash sex trafficker could help them bring ratings in, so he thought they jumped to his rescue when he was arrested. Crickets. And that's Andrew Tate and Top Gear. January 9th, number 9. Old Hollywood. This published quote from an A-list author of the time is about an actress at the age of 8. She later became permanently A-list. Quote, watch the way she measures a man with agile studio eyes with dimpled depravity. Her admirers, middle-aged men and clergymen, respond to her dubious coquetry to the signal of her well-shaped and desirable little body packed with enormous vitality only because the safety curtain of story and dialogue drops between their intelligence and their desire. And that's Graham Greene and Shirley Temple. January 10th, number 5. This A-list illiterate singer has doubled her regular security right now after receiving multiple threats to her life from an ex. And that's Janet Jackson. January 10th, number 6. Speaking of sexuality and illiterate singers, a sibling of an illiterate singer who started off as a teen and still performs today outed this permanent A-list comic actor. And again, this is from them. This is not from me. Leola Brown, Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston, and Eddie Murphy. January 10th, number 12. This former A-list actor slash director was kicked out of a parade because all the funding was going to be pulled. The organizers thought no one would remember slash care about the actor slash director being horribly racist slash misogynistic and an anti-Semite. And that's Mel Gibson. January 10th, number 13. This church kicked out a family who complained about their kids working late hours. The church is the financial backer for this cookie chain and counts on unpaid child labor to make as much money as possible. Now, is it every location? No. However, they have violated child labor laws in 6 states, and that's Crumble Cookies, which is a Mormon corporation. January 10th, number 14. In the fall of last year, I wrote in The Space about a longtime reality show and how it predicted COVID. It was one of the best examples of predictive programming of all time. Every bit of that episode has been scrubbed from the internet every time it pops its head up online. What about other examples of predictive programming? The powers that be can't do anything about the long-running cartoon, The Simpsons. It is what it is, and the world knows about their predictions. There were multiple websites as recently as 4 years ago that highlighted hundreds of examples of predictive programming on television and movies, and those websites have all disappeared. If the websites managed to stay alive, none of the articles did. There were dozens of websites and stories about predictive programming. What are the odds that all of them would be taken down or not exist just 4 years after being compiled? One of the biggest culprits that's being taken down everywhere is the summary of a book, Childhood's End. The book's 2 words long. It's about aliens taking over the world. Why suddenly is this being taken down everywhere it shows up? In addition, the book describes 2 superpowers coming close to war, which happens to be the 2 superpowers headed towards war right now. Why the sudden interest in hiding references to this book? Now, the reality show, which everybody couldn't hear because it broke up last time, is from September of 2022, September 26th to be specific. And it says the powers that be were unable to delete the reality show clip showing the predictive programming of COVID, getting sick and having to mask. So they just downplay it and say there's no such thing as predictive programming. And what it was Project Runway and COVID Kapoor. And he made a mask outfit. And everybody's like, no, that's not evidence of predictive programming. Then what is? That's what I want to know. What is? January 11th, number 2, Golden Globes. The next few will be all Golden Globes. I'll tell you when they're not. The host told a great joke slash made a great comment about the celebrity cult. But everyone was scared to be seen laughing in the room for fear of retaliation. Not just from the cult, but the actor at who the comments were directed. And that's Jared Carmichael, Scientology, and Tom Cruise. January 11th, number 4. This A-plus list social media star turned B/B-minus list actress was coked to the gills at an after party, and that's Addison Rae. January 11th, number 6. Considering he's from Southern California, born and raised, no one could figure out where this nominee/winner from last night got his heavy Southern accent. He's never had one before. Apparently, he decided he was going to go meth and act his appearance last night as the subject of the movie for which he was nominated/won, and that's Austin Butler, Elvis Presley, and Elvis. January 11th, number 7. This A-list director kept lowering the dress of his wife so people could look at what he said was the best butt crack in the world, and that's Quentin Tarantino. January 11th, number 11. This A-minus list actress who has starred in several long-running television shows from young teen to older adult was complaining that because of a condition she finds herself in right now, had to starve herself for nearly a week to fit into her dress, and that's Kaylee Cuoco. January 11th, number 12. If there had not been a handler for this back-in-the-day A-minus list actress who once had a very famous statement when being arrested, no one would have recognized her last night. No one. She had a very big transformation, and that's Natasha Lyonne. January 11th, number 13. Apparently, this one-named actress came close to firing one member of her team last night because they told her not to attend the event last night as some kind of protest, never expecting the actress would win, and that's Zendaya and Euphoria. January 11th, number 15. Speaking of stoned and blunts, this foreign-born A-list actor/stoner made a promise to not come to the ceremony stoned, but munched down two edible cookies the second it ended. I thought he didn't do edibles, and that's Seth Rogen. January 11th, number 18. This former A-minus list singer turned A-minus list actress says she blocked a dozen phone numbers and is considering changing her number that she has had for a decade or longer simply because the permanent A-list singer won't stop bothering her. The actress also refused to answer any questions about the unusual photograph that everyone has been discussing, and that's Selena Gomez and Britney Spears. January 11th, number 20. This Oscar-winning actress went on a meltdown mode to a waiter who wasn't masked, or actress wasn't, but is a firm believer the help needs to be, and that's Jessica Chastain. January 11th, number 23. At an after party, this former Disney actress turned singer with the big Gen Z feud was sucking face with a guy who was easily twice her age. She was also hammered out of her mind, and that's Sabrina Carpenter. That is all the Golden Globes ones. January 12th, number 1. The movie studio of the superhero was very much involved in a recent plea deal protecting their investment in them and future sequels. That's The Flash and Ezra Miller. January 12th, number 2. Speaking of studios, this award show had no outlet willing to air it live. The award show, which is all about the actors, then suddenly had two surprise nominations of shows and actors who star in the streaming platform. The next thing you know, the streamer decided to air the award show. That's Screen Actor Guild Awards and Netflix. January 12th, number 6, also old Hollywood, this former A-list actor who made a living as a hobo once gave a speech in front of Congress that was one of the most racist post-Confederate War, and that's Red Skelton. January 12th, number 13. Is anyone else creeped out that the ginger-haired one was using his mom's lotion on his genital area? That's Prince Harry and Princess Diana. January 13th, number 6. It has always been the other co-creator of this adult cartoon comedy who has suffered scandal after scandal. It probably shouldn't come as a surprise, though, that the other creator is being accused of domestic violence. It isn't the first time. They just haven't been made public other than through blind items. And that's Dan Harmon, Rick and Morty, and Justin Roiland. January 13th, number 13. It's always telling when a chief accounting officer bails on a company shortly after taking charge. The streaming giant has always had issues with their accounting practices, and the new guy bailed after a few months because of all their shadiness. And that's Netflix. January 14th, number 2. Apparently, this illiterate rapper thought he was entitled to the celebrity offspring, and when she rejected him, started talking trash about her online to anyone who would listen. Looks like she dodged a bullet. And that's Meek Mill and Lori Harvey. January 14th, number 3. This A-minus list singer with the name that sounds like a dancer wanted some attention, and the best way to do that is to have some relationship photos posted to social media. That's Kelsey Ballerini. January 14th, number 4. Just like I told you would happen when I wrote about the co-creator of the cartoon show yesterday, multiple people are now coming forward with the same type of allegations. That's Justin Roiland and Rick and Morty. January 14th, number 6. The flowering financial institution is recruiting women for the celebrity CEO. And that's Azalea Banks and Elon Musk. January 14th, number 7, this late night talk show host is cheating on his wife again, and that's Jimmy Fallon. January 15th, number 1, if you don't think the husband didn't want a public meltdown a la 2007-2008, then you would be wrong, and that's Sam Asghari and Britney Spears. January 15th, number 2, it's never a good thing when this foreign-born former A-plus-list tweener is back on drugs. Messy. And that's Justin Bieber. January 15th, number 3. The buzz is that the pills the three named offspring took were given to her by someone other than her regular supplier. And that's Lisa Marie Presley. January 15th, number 5. This always broke rapper doesn't have his former girlfriend to write him checks any longer, so now the bank is taking everything. And that's Tyga and Kylie Jenner. January 15th, number 6. This former A-plus list singer is cuckolding her husband again. That's Christina Aguilera. January 15th, number 7. The actress slash director is being called out again for more specific instances of her recruiting girls for the disgraced producer. And that's Olivia Wilde and Harvey Weinstein. January 16th, number 1. The husband of the permanent A-list singer has an appointment with an attorney tomorrow morning. What is he planning? And that is Sam Asghari and Britney Spears. January 16th, number 2. This B-plus list actor slash national podcast host is doing his best to drive the final nail in the coffin of his marriage to an actress much higher in the list. Maybe you shouldn't have told her about the actress you have a massive crush on. And that's Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, and Anna Kendrick. January 16th, number 6. This HGTV star said she didn't want more kids, but she does. It's her current husband who doesn't want any. He should probably ask her about pulling the goalie because she did that 2 months ago hoping for an accidental baby. And that's Christina Hall. January 16th, number 7. Much like the Dapper Don's daughter, the fate of this New Jersey housewife will follow a similar path unless she unloads the new husband. John Gotti, Victoria Gotti, and Teresa Giudice. January 17th, number 1. This north of the border singer is trying way too hard to make it seem as if a relationship is real when it isn't. Even the woman he's supposed to be dating laughs about it with all her friends. And that's Shawn Mendes and Dr. Jocelyn Miranda. January 17th, number 4. This permanent A-list one-named singer thinks she can sell out a worldwide tour. She can't. First, she will still refuse to sing her biggest hits, and no one cares enough about her to listen to her sing songs no one knows. She would be much better off doing a Vegas residency and offering it up as a night of greatest hits. That would sell out every night. And that's Madonna. January 17th, number 5. It has been a while since I've heard the story that's currently making the rounds again. This initialed former A++ lister kept his male lover ensconced in the White House. He didn't do that with any of his female lovers. And that's JFK. January 17th, number 6. It's a reader blind. This wife of this conservative anti-LGBTQ political commentator put her foot down about him hanging around that pretty teen grifter. He and the teen won't be taking trips or working together anymore. The other older, foreign-born man the teen works with, however, is still enjoying her company. He's probably never had it so good. And that's Matt Walsh, Chloe Cole, and Jordan Peterson. January 17th, number 7. This disgraced Oscar-winning actor had people waiting 2 hours to speak to him at an event where he was honored. Apparently being accused of dozens of sexual assaults, including brand new ones, is perfectly fine with the people in this country honoring him. And that's Kevin Spacey at Italy's National Cinema Museum. January 17th, number 10. Silence from the A-plus list singer to her fans who are sending hundreds of racist messages to the all-caps initialed singer competing with the A-plus lister for sales achievements. And that's Taylor Swift and SZA. January 17th, number 11. Notice the statement from the housewife about her weight loss refers to one very specific named drug, not the category of drug. All the celebs have moved on to Mounjaro anyway. And it's Kyle Richards who said that she was not using the weight loss drug Ozempic, but she didn't say anything about Mounjaro. January 18th, number 2. This pint-sized A-list comic slash actor tried to claim the payoff he made to keep himself out of trouble after that salacious car accident as a tax deduction. And that's Kevin Hart. January 18th, number 4. The A-list everything in her mind celebrity definitely has a different version of reality when it comes to an anecdote. She was not going to be part of the famous VMA kiss. And it's Jennifer Lopez, Madonna, and Britney Spears. January 18th, number 5. much like the music catalog she sold for scraps. This foreign-born one-hit wonder didn't even hit six figures on her first day on the DIY site. She's too late to the game and not famous enough. If she wants big money, she's going to have to do porn. And that's Iggy Azalea. January 18th, number 9. This initial award organization, DGA, the Directors Guild Association of Old White Men, has a silent agreement from its most senior members that women should not be nominated for its biggest award and should be relegated for one much less important. That category is always filled with women. January 19th, number 5. This reality star slash porn star slash drug supplier to now dead people was not making enough money doing adult work solo, and neither was his ex. So they got back together to shoot more porn together. And that's Ray J and Princess Love. January 19th, number 7. This A-minus list actress slash writer slash producer has a bunch of recent negative press. She's been in this space quite a lot as of late, too. She's losing her core base because she's not being honest about how she achieved her weight loss journey. And that's Mindy Kaling. January 19th, number 8. This former streaming reality star is really trying to get on a cable real estate show, but is having no luck, even when she offered to sleep with people to get cast. And that's Kendra Wilkinson. Now, what's interesting about this is that it's for Buying Beverly Hills, Mauricio's thing, and then we have the whole Mauricio Kyle Richards thing. I don't know. It's something. January 19th, number 10. This foreign-born A-list singer in a group is cheating on his actress girlfriend. That's Chris Martin, Coldplay, and Dakota Johnson. January 19th, number 11. This new streamer show, That 90s Show, is a reboot of a network show, That 70s Show. It is just as bad, if not more bad, than the first time they tried to reboot it, That 80s Show. The other two decades just didn't work. January 19th, number 12. Not only did this foreign-born B-plus list actor rape a bunch of girls in high school, but he didn't really care if they were legal or not. Will he be back for the second season of the hit streaming show? That's Percy Hines-White and Wednesday. January 20th, number 2. This science cable host is responsible for a recent UFO sighting. He's trying to sell a new show. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson. January 20th, number 3. This former A-list rapper says she's bullied, but she's one of the biggest bullies on the internet. She uses her fan base to go after people the rapper doesn't like. And that's Nicki Minaj. January 20th, number 5. This former housewife is trying to get the biggest payday possible, which is why she's hesitant to give an interview to her former boss. She thinks she deserves at least double the amount being offered. And that's Jen Shaw, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and Andy Cohen. January 20th, number 6. This A-list actor slash sometime director is sneaking drinks again. And that's Ben Affleck. January 20th, number 7. The mogul who loves to sue and fancies himself the power behind many thrones knows he won't be investigated for what amounts to pump and dump scheme in crypto. Regular people got thrown to the wolves by the actions of guys like this. And that's Peter Thiel. January 20th, number 8, which is something that I didn't include in the first recording. The publisher of the Ginger-Haired Memoirs did an old record company trick from back in the day. It shipped out 1 million copies just to say it was 1 million seller for week one. The thing is, though, it fell about 40% short of that goal, and sales have fallen off a cliff since, which means it'll have a lot of returns from booksellers. And that's Random House and Prince Harry and Spare. It actually, I think, did climb back up over the million, but it took quite a while to do it. January 20th, number 11. This foreign-born B-plus list actress did a photo shoot a few months ago that's just now hitting the public. One person who worked on the shoot said the actress didn't have any interactions with her child other than 3 minutes it took to take one photo. That was it. Two nannies did the rest. And that's Priyanka Chopra and British Vogue. January 20th, number 13. Speaking of porn, this currently jailed foreign-born A-list social media star has bragged that he has several snuff films in his collection. He's told others that he witnessed some of them firsthand. This is one of the things police are currently investigating and have questioned a travel agent, they still have those, who arranged for tickets of women from several Muslim countries. And that's Andrew Tate. January 20th, number 14. It is a 4 for Friday. I am going to give you two of them. Number one, this former morning news anchor always had this goody-goody perception she tried to get across to the general public. There were many nights she got zero sleep as she did lines of coke and party with guys she would often orally service in club bathrooms before heading to the studio with zero sleep. And that's Katie Couric. This OG evening news anchor who presided over some of the biggest moments in history was known for beating women he would sleep with for money. They would be beaten because he often tried to get his money back after the sex act. He also picked on women of color because he knew they would never be believed, and he knew they knew that too. And that's Walter Cronkite. January 21st, number 4. She was already taking advantage of the national hero, so at least by getting married, things feel a little more proper and less shady. And that's Buzz Aldrin, and I believe it's pronounced Ankaphor. January 21st, number 5. This A-minus list yoga slash exercise instructor slash grifter is claiming she has products that will help you live decades longer. Yeah, good luck with those lawsuits. And that's Tracy Anderson. January 22nd, number 2. There are a couple old videos of the wife of the murdering actor teaching yoga. There's no accent other than a hint of Boston. Her cosplay is intense. And that's Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin. January 23rd, number 1. Much like many of his stories, this foreign-born, illiterate, A-list, mostly movie actor told a tale that isn't true. He likes to pretend that he and his actress wife stumbled across their wedding venue by accident online. Nope. His actress wife was using the same themes for her failed lifestyle brand. That's Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, in South Carolina's Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens. January 23rd, number 2. Speaking of tall tales, this foreign-born A-slash-A-minus-list actress who's a multiple Oscar winner-slash-nominee says she's retiring from acting just to have her best shot at winning this current Oscar. And that's Cate Blanchett and Tar. January 23rd, number 4. This foreign-born former A-minus-list actress hated a recent biopic about her and how bad it made her look, which is why she wrote a book and has her own documentary being released. That's Pamela Anderson with Pam and Tommy, Love Pamela, Pamela, A Love Story. January 23rd, number 5. At this point, the madam slash procurer will do or say anything to get her home country to make a deal, allowing her to serve the remainder of her sentence in her home country. She knows she'd be released almost immediately. And that's Ghislaine Maxwell. January 23rd, number 6. The permanent one named A-list singer took all the coins and then made sure she didn't sing any song that could possibly offend the powers that be that had paid her. And that's Beyonce and Dubai. January 23rd, number 7. At an overseas event, no one even recognized this A-minus list reality star with a lucrative side gig. She's rarely seen out during the day and rarely seen without a bunch of filters. She looked a solid 2 decades older than her mid-20s age. And that's Kylie Jenner. January 23rd, number 8. If you think the former Teen Wolf actor is going to dump his girlfriend because of the offensive things she posted to social media over the past decade, then you just don't know the actor all that well. And that's Dylan O'Brien and Rachel Lang. January 23rd, number 9. The child murderer is still with the boyfriend who believes she's innocent, and there's money to be made making that argument. His family has a history of grifting, so this is nothing new. And that is Casey Anthony. January 23rd, number 11. Was this former A-plus list tweener cheated on all the time in her relationship with an actor mentioned earlier today? Yes. However, don't forget that the former tweener also cheated. That's Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. January 23rd, number 12. The marijuana feline had to get a waiver to be admitted into the country she's visiting now. Apparently, she's associated with someone who is banned from the country. And that's Doja Cat, France, and Paris Fashion Week. January 23rd, number 13. This A-minus list comic actress is really trying to get the public to forget her underage sex scandal slash child porn thing, and that's Tiffany Haddish. January 24th, number 3. Do you think the upcoming memoir of the three named offspring was salacious enough to get her killed? Everyone knew she was on drugs. Why not do something a little extra and kill her? And that's Lisa Marie Presley. January 24th, number 4. Speaking of the three named offspring and the organization she used to belong to, there's a member that has been scamming sports team owners and organizations with bunk he calls science, and these old rich people throw money at him to change their lives. And it's Scientology, Grant Cardone, and 10X Health System. January 24th, number 5. This very fast rapper has been struggling to make his own income, so why not get a boost from your significant other on her big day? The foreign-born singer had an opportunity to allow a lot of different deserving people have an opportunity, and instead decided to give it to her baby daddy so his feelings wouldn't be hurt. That's ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. January 24th, number 6. This A-minus list singer from a rebooted hit teen show was having trouble selling tickets to his tour, so decided to partner with churches. That's great, except he's spoken before about how he thinks religion's a scam. And that's Joshua Bassett, High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. January 24th, number 7. Just as I've been telling you for months, this former A-plus list tweener who is foreign-born doesn't ever want to tour again, and his manager wanted that money. So made more than he would have if the singer toured every other year for the next 15 years. All in, about 25 to 35% of the sale went to the manager and others, and they took their cut before the tax man. The singer thinks he's set for life, but with his spending, he'll end up back out on the road in a few years. And that's Justin Bieber and Scooter Braun. January 24th, number 9. It looks like all those contract negotiations between this A-list actor and his Model X were for naught. The amount of scrambling he did the past few months to have someone for this push was next level. And now he doesn't need anyone. And that's Bradley Cooper, who was hoping for an Oscar nomination for Maestro and Arena Shake. He does this every year and it never works out. January 24th, number 10. This animated show on a streamer, which has a unique body of land in the title, has been reported to the FBI by hundreds of concerned parents. It is clearly not appropriate for children, but it's only available in the kids section of the streamer. And that's Larva Island and Netflix. January 24th, number 12. This aging permanent A-list mostly movie actor with multiple Oscar wins / nomination owns a resort in the Dominican Republic, and he's known for forcing minimum wage employees to have sex with him in order to keep their jobs. And that's Robert De Niro. January 24th, number 13. If you don't think this A-plus list singer doesn't feel shafted about what transpired today, especially when she considered the whole thing a lock, you'd be wrong. Someone's going to be blamed for the lousy result this Oscar season, and that's Taylor Swift. January 25th, number 1. As I told you last year when this former most hated reality star in the world said she wanted to get pregnant, I said it would not be happening. She confirmed that today with her surrogate announcement. Hopefully the baby will have a better chance of survival than all of her former chihuahuas. And that's Paris Hilton. January 25th, number 2. This Coachella-bound K-pop star was cheating on her equally as high on the list boyfriend, which is why they split. Also, he does have the whole military service thing coming up too. And that's Jennie Kim, Blackpink, and V from BTS. January 25th, number 3. Perhaps the A-plus list singer could take some lessons from the publicity people behind this surprise Oscar nominee who showed that payola to a select few people can get you nominated. The movie sucked. Yes, the actress was decent, but so are dozens of other actresses who don't have that secret payola weapon in their back pocket and won't get nominated. And that's Taylor Swift, Andrea Riseborough, and to Leslie. January 25th, number 5. Fast forward to 6 months from now, when the one named permanent A-list singer invariably cancels a huge number of shows on her tour, and she will regret pushing the biopic down the road. Madonna. January 25th, number 6. I love how this A-list, my A-minus list comic / actress / host likes to pretend she didn't know she was taking the weight loss drug for months on end. Her ex knew, so our A-minus lister must have known too. And that's Chelsea Handler and Ozempic. January 25th, number 13. The Red River is where the Bell Witch lived and has always fascinated the permanent A-list singer, so that's probably where that phrase came from. And that's Britney Spears. The witch predicted the suffering of Britney Spears. January 26th, number 1. This permanent A-list NFL quarterback has women he is hooking up with. He just knows he's going to look ridiculous because of how young they are compared to the man his ex is seeing. So our quarterback keeps everything super quiet. That's Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. January 26th, number 2. The new medication this former A-plus list rapper is taking has made him gain 20 to 30 pounds. And that's Kanye West. January 26th, number 4. The lead singer of the band, with an exclamation point, that just split, has a lot of explaining he's going to be doing over the next few months. He was already troublesome with a horrible history, but the A-plus list singer loved him anyway. She really makes some very bad choices. Anyway, there's a history of violence and guns and sexual abuse and harassment and bullying, and he is awful. That's Brendan Urie, Panic at the Disco, and Taylor Swift. January 26th, number 5. Speaking of the A-plus lister number 4, she's the target of the huge PR campaigns that the very tall, illiterate coder generates every time the coder's husband earns another $1 billion. The campaigns are very specifically targeted at the meeting the media the singer reads. It's Taylor Swift, Carly Kloss, and Joshua Kushner. January 26th, number 6. This frequent cable actor who does also star in a movie franchise where men get close to naked had some horrible work done to his face. At an event this week he attended, there were a whole lot of "what has he done to his face and will he work again" comments being made. And that's Matt Bomer and Magic Mike. January 26th, number 7. You know who hasn't been in the news or the subject of everyone's attention the past couple of weeks? The illiterate one. So she has the tabloids running a bunch of puff pieces about her favorite this and that and clothes she's worn that are now sold out and any other puff piece that grabs some attention back from her husband. And that's Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And if you think about it, maybe she got a little jealous of all the attention he was getting. Maybe that's leading to what is going on right now. January 26th, number 9. This A-minus list reality star with a side gig that's becoming much less lucrative cared more about trademarking the name of her baby rather than the name itself. Whatever name could be trademarked the fastest was going to be the name of the baby, and that's Kylie Jenner. January 27th, number 1. It's a kindness. It's not often a television network as the entity doing a kindness. They usually only do things that pad the bottom line. This time, though, they want to try and introduce multiple generations to one of the biggest stars of her day and one of the funniest shows of all time. So they're throwing her a birthday party as a thank you and don't expect to make any money doing so. That's NBC and Carol Burnett. January 27th, number 2, the cleaning product actor has been taking meetings and has a brand new handler/trainer, so I'm sure he'll land a role very soon, and that's Armie Hammer. January 27th, number 3, this former wheelchair actor turned singer canceled his tour because he's already getting paid a ton of money for not doing any work, so he doesn't want to go out on the road. Plus, he wasn't going to sell out the venues he picked anyway, and that is Drake. January 27th, number 4. This teen mom hid her entire pregnancy and hid the birth of a child all because she was the reason for the divorce and doesn't want to make it worse by letting the world know she got pregnant while the baby daddy was married. And that's Kaitlyn Lowry, who admitted on a podcast this week that she was pregnant. We all knew it. Why didn't she admit it? January 27th, number 5. This one-named permanent A-list rapper is being dragged down because of his longtime association with the A-minus list comic actress with the grooming past. Apparently, an actress ex of the rapper has been talking a lot. And that's Common and Tiffany Haddish. January 27th, number 6. This foreign-born, very recent Oscar nominee is being called out by students in his high school for being a raging homophobic bully who would beat up gay classmates. And that's Paul Mescal. January 27th, number 10. This North of the Border actress is only spitting facts and everything in her book. Plus, everyone knows the illiterate action actor used to have a string of women he kept around town and gave them rankings based on how much time he wanted to spend with them. It's Pamela Anderson, Pamela A Love Story, and Sylvester Stallone. And Pamela claimed that Sylvester Stallone offered her a condo and Porsche to be his number one girl. January 27th, number 11. Apparently, the actress' mom and the former business manager want to steal everything they didn't get the first time around from the dead singer. That's Priscilla Presley, Jerry Schilling, and Lisa Marie Presley. January 27th, number 13. Apparently, the celebrity offspring of a former A++ lister was the rapist an actress was discussing recently, and that's JFK Jr. and Brooke Shields. January 28th, number 8. This former foreign-born, former A-plus list UFC fighter now has another woman accusing him of rape. I can't keep track at this point, but everyone still loves him, and that's Conor McGregor. And don't forget, guys, like at the Miami Heat game, he was still there, and then he beat up the mascot, and then we had the other rape allegation later that night. I mean, come on. January 29th, number 1. This former A-plus list mostly movie actress who is an Oscar winner slash nominee and has slept with not only the disgraced producer but multiple co-stars too is not even trying to deny she's the star of a new music video about the cheating actor. And that's Jennifer Lawrence, Harvey Weinstein, Miley Cyrus, Flowers, and Liam Hemsworth. Now this week, Jennifer said that she didn't cheat with Liam. Okay? But Miley, sticking with the video and what she claims. January 30th, number 2. The former bodyguard of this permanent one-named A-list singer is trying to convince the world the singer is a drug addict. Nope. And that's Beyonce. January 30th, number 3. The A-list everything-in-her-mind celebrity has cut off ties to her actress best friend. The buzz is that it's a Scientology thing. And that's Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini. January 30th, number 11. Wait until the foreign-born model starts getting beaten like her predecessors. She'll change her tune about her new husband. And it's Nadia Ferreira and Mark Anthony. January 31st, number 9. The last one. The A-list celebrity, everything in her mind, would prefer her husband not hang out with other guys, especially ones who like to party with him. She has been unable to find a reason why he can't spend time with the boyfriend of his ex. And that's Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, John Miller, and Jennifer Garner. I sure hope this one sounds a lot better than the last one, you guys. I'll talk to you later.